last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
We all want to live meaningful lives, yet in the middle of our studies, work, family, responsibilities, and daily routine, we don't always stop to think about the kind of life we are building, right? What shapes our lifestyle, and how can belief in Mahdaviyya and awaiting for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, influence the way we live every day? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to your program, The Last Savior, brought to you by IRIB English Radio. I am Ali at your service, and I'm joined by my dear brother, Dr. Ali. Assalamu alaikum, dear doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here.
Jazakallah khair. It's a great pleasure to be here.
It's been a while, man. Always love our conversations, and I always learn from you.
Jazakallah khair.
Okay, thank you, dear doctor. So how can developing a sense of Mahdavi lifestyle and working towards establishing such a culture, not just in our Muslim community, but in global community, is absolutely necessary for the human being? Can we just shed more light about this concept as well, the lifestyle and the benefits of Mahdavi lifestyle for the whole mankind?
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. As for the importance of the Mahdavi lifestyle, we have mentioned in our previous session one element, and we shall focus on the second element today, and inshallah we shall move to the examples of this lifestyle. The first element that we mentioned in our previous session was the exclusivity of a blissful destiny or prosperity in the Mahdavi lifestyle. We said that all of us have to know that this is the method that brings prosperity for a human being.
Yeah.
So we have to actually digest it and put it and institutionalize it in our existence, that this is something that brings about prosperity. Based on what are we claiming this? Based on the famous hadith that says, "Man mata wa lam ya'rif imam zamani mata mitatan jahiliya."
Which means
that anyone who dies and passes away and doesn't know who is the imam of his time, the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth, it's as if he has died the life of ignorance.
Does it just mean this knowledge to just knowing it, or like there should be more like action come after?
Knowing is the first step. This is the superficial one. When you know, for example, when you get to know somebody, if you like it, if you like the attitude of that person or that entity or that principle, you try to make yourself closer to that, right?
Yeah.
You do, and you tune your actions based on how to get closer to that.
Mm.
So, yes, first, I mean, knowledge is the first thing that you need to gain. Slowly, you try your best to tune your actions in order to get to him as much as you can.
Yeah.
So this is the first element. Second element is to... I mean, what is the purpose of this Islamic or Mahdavi lifestyle? Is providing a concrete model for global desire for the Mahdavi government and expediting their reappearance. What do we mean by that? In this model, in this lifestyle, and in this model, we are trying our best to pave the way for the arrival of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Like the way that we recite in the supplications, إِنَّا نَرْغَبُ إِلَيْكَ فِي دَوْلَةٍ كَرِيمٍ. We have this desire towards your government. So this desire is in our hearts. So then for this desire, what should we do? We should do whatever we can.
So we don't sit tight.
Sorry?
We don't sit tight and do nothing.
Yeah, we cannot. You cannot say, I mean, intact and do nothing. So we want to say that we cannot be indifferent in this government. We have to do something in order to hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So what is our role in this? So in this model, what is it? So we have set of duties here. Like what Imam Khomeini alayhi salam did for himself. He founded on himself to make government, Islamic government.
Yeah.
By the motto and slogan of what? We are waiting for the arrival of Imam alayhi salam. Or we are preparing the way, or we are preparing the whole ummah, the whole nations for the arrival of Imam Ali. So what is our role in this model? This is where we can actually give meaning to our role. Now, we want to slowly and gradually move to what? Move to some examples, some practical examples on what we can do for this hastening the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Okay.
So when we actually accepted this lifestyle, then everything that we do in our life, in our daily and ordinary life, our selections, our topics, our options are flavored and oriented with this concept and with this lifestyle. Like what?
So all decisions, when we wanted to make a decision, we just think
exactly
about the lifestyle of Mahdavi lifestyle.
In case you earn something, in case you are selecting a person, for example, I don't know, as a representative in Congress or Parliament or even as a president or whatsoever. So you consider everything that, does it make me closer to that government, ideal government that is going to come?
Because usually we make our decision based on what we like, what we like.
Exactly. Mm. It's like a board that we have installed in our hearts, and every action that we do in our lives should be actually twisted or, let's say, oriented toward that issue, toward that main trend and main mainstream.
Okay.
And the mainstream. So there is a beautiful hadith here. Musa ibn Sayyar says that once I was with Imam Radha alayhi salam, we have been passing from the city of Tus, where Imam alayhi salam is now buried. I said we have seen a group of people who were actually doing the funeral of a person who was recently passed away.
Sure.
I said, I saw that Imam alayhi salam get down from the horse and try to make himself joining the funeral.
Okay.
So it was to my surprise, how do Imam alayhi salam knows him? Does he have any knowledge about this person?
Mm.
When the people put the coffin on the ground, Imam alayhi salam went and took that dead body on his arms.
Wow.
And talking to him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you the Jannah, the paradise. He said, it added to my astonishment, it added to my surprise. Then after whatever finished, I mean, when people actually put him in the ground and buried him in the ground, I asked the Imam, after everything finished and we went back and continued our way, I asked him, Radha al-Salam, do you know him? Did you know him? He said, don't you know that all the actions of all the people, wherever they are, come to us every morning and every evening?
Wow.
So we know all of them. We know everyone. So this is the Imam. So, and then what does Imam do? And he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their forgiveness. I mean, we are doing mistakes, but he is actually asking for the forgiveness of us. So how can we prove it from through Quranic verses? So I need to make a conclusion later on.
Yeah,
the same thing happens to Imam.
Because I want to know what is the relationship between
these. Yeah, because it happens at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Every action of all the people inhabitants of the earth go to Imam alayhi salam every morning and every evening.
Uh-huh.
So it's for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our forgiveness.
Okay.
And to make supplications for us and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us Jannah or Paradise.
So this Mahdavi lifestyle, it doesn't just serve the cause or the Islamic cause or Imam's favor. It helps us too, as well.
I can say that the totality of it is for our own benefit.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that we do is for our own benefit. I mean, yes, like salawat, when we recite salawat ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what does it mean? I mean, is the Prophet in need of this salawat? So we do it. I mean, it helps us to go higher.
Yeah.
It promotes us to a higher level, rather than the Holy Prophet, because Prophet is not in need of such a salawat. We praise the Prophet of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, but we get promoted to a higher level.
Yeah, they taught us to just so we could get closer to them as well.
So we want to say that, I mean, this person, when he was narrating this, he said that this is the way that the Imam of the Ummah, the Imam of the nation, does with his companions He thought that this is due to being as a companion of Imam Ali Salam. Imam Ali Salam did that. And no Imam said that we do it for all the inhabitants of the earth, for all the people.
Yeah.
So we did the same thing. So Imam even prays for us, even for those, like, because all the people are creatures and let's say servants or let's say children of Imam Ali Salam. So Imam, like a father, he's the father of Ummah. Like the father prays for his children. The same way that the father prays for his own real son, right? So this is the way that Imam Ali Salam. So if we do a good action, Imam Ali Salam knows. If we do a bad action, he asks for forgiveness. So we might say, okay, is it possible for an Imam to ask forgiveness for the companions or even for the people of the earth? Yes, it's possible. We recite in Al-Quran when the brothers of Yusuf refer to their father. قَالْ يَا أَبَانَ اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا. That is, you ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they ask him, it is being asked, why didn't they themselves directly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them? So when you see that there is a mediator here in between, that his word can be heard more and even more easily by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, definitely.
So you refer to him and you He's put him as a wasila, right? As a tool to facilitate this supplication and to facilitate this intercession. Right?
Okay.
This word that I picture should be installed in hearts that whatever I do is for the sake of Imam Ali Salam.
Yeah.
So that Imam Ali Salam, like Imam Radha Ali Salam, in case he came to follow my funeral, does the same dua and supplication for us. The next example that we have in a Mahdawi lifestyle is to consider the communications with others, specifically the family members or those who are from the kinship, to strengthen these relations. So how is it understood?
Which relation?
I mean, what we call it, silatul rahim.
Yeah.
So what is the importance of it? So we had it even in the tradition of the Holy Prophet, in the Imam Ridha lifestyle and other Imam and infallible Imam's lifestyle. Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, to strengthen your silatul rahim, to strengthen this sort of communication between yourselves.
Yeah.
So
you have to socialize. It is important.
So this sense of being social and the social relations actually are meaningful. And now with this Mahdavi lifestyle, wherever you go, whatever you do, any communication that you do, you have obliged yourself to give a flavor towards what? Towards the concept of Mahdaviyah, the concept of intibar.
Not just in like Muslim communities as well, like in other communities as well.
So for those,
it's universally.
Yeah, this, I think, to my understanding, this is universal. Everyone, aren't they expecting? I remember once I saw a video that a group of people who did not follow any religion in a farthest, let's say, areas that in Africa today.
Yeah.
That they have not yet even heard of the governments and such and such things.
Living but in like remote areas.
Yeah. And but they have been still waiting for a savior to come.
Wow.
When they have been translated, I mean, when their statements have been translated, they said that they are waiting for a savior to come. They are waiting for that great savior to come.
Yeah.
So even an area without any religion, without any, let's say, government yet to reach there. I mean, based on what that video was saying, that it was the same time that they see, I mean, foreigners with cameras.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So they were waiting for a savior.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that, okay, other religions, regardless of Islam. In Islam, everyone is, I mean, all Muslims are waiting for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to come.
Yeah.
But other religions, doesn't mean that they are now, definitely they are waiting for such a person. Mm. So we want to say that in case you want this beautiful government to come and to get established, you need to do your own share. What is your share? My share. What is my share? So my share, to my understanding, in these social relations and communications that I have to give a flavor and color of Mahdavi to that. That is a name of that awaited person in all the communications that we have. To have, for example, to recite a hadith, or I don't know, even in their own language, even in their own beliefs, that let's wish that that person will come.
Inshallah, thank you so much, dear brother. That was beautiful. Inshallah, we will be discussing more on the Mahdavi lifestyle that was a gem that I gained from you, that the Mahdavi lifestyle goes universal. It doesn't belong to just one community or this community or that community. Thank you so much, our dear listeners. Till another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.